listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the Fibonacci sequence? During the Middle Ages, late 1100s to early 1200s, an Italian mathematician named Leonardo Fibonacci was helping to introduce Europe to the type of math we use today. It's the numeral system that uses base 10. You know, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, on to 10, to 100, to 1000. And the decimal points are also based on 10. 0.1, 0.2, 0.3, and so on. This number system is also called the Hindu-Arabic number system. That's because it was first used by mathematicians in India, then spread to the Middle East, and finally to Europe by Fibonacci's time. Even though Fibonacci contributed quite a bit to modern math, he might be best known for something named after him. It's a sequence of numbers called the Fibonacci sequence. In this sequence, the next number is the sum of the two numbers preceding it. So, starting with 0, and the next number as 1, 0 plus 1 equals 1. Now the sequence is 1 and 1. Add those two numbers, and you get 2. Now you have 1, 1, 2. Add 1 and 2, and the next number is 3. Add 2 and 3 to get 5, add 3 and 5 to get 8, add 5 and 8 to get 13, 8 and 13 to get 21, 13 and 21 to get 31. The numbers rapidly get larger, but you can now see the Fibonacci sequence. Again, the sequence is a number that is the sum of the two numbers right before it. This math sequence has a close relationship, not exact, but close, to a number we talked about in a previous segment called the golden ratio. It's one of those numbers like pi, 3.14, that has many decimal points that keep going and going. For the golden ratio, it's 1.618, and on and on. Divide two numbers in the Fibonacci sequence, and you're pretty close to 1.618. 987 divided by 610 equals about 1.618. 610 divided by 377 equals about 1.618. 377 divided by 233, same. 233 divided by 144, same. Some people have suggested that this sequence might, maybe, possibly, relate to spiral shapes in nature, such as the arrangement of seeds in a sunflower, or the scales of a pine cone, or a nautilus shell. So try this activity with your family. Go to a flower shop, buy a sunflower, and notice the spiral arrangement of the seeds. Next time you're hiking, look at the spiral shape of the scales on a pine cone, or the spiral shape of a snail shell. Maybe, possibly, it correlates to the math of Leonardo Fibonacci. Well, I've just learned a little bit about the Fibonacci sequence. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.